Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is my band I was telling you about.
Strada Guinness.
You are listening to Bag the Mainstream.
Woo! About time.
That's right. We're back. This is the Bag the Mainstream late but not dead episode 3.
It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
It has indeed been a while, Nick. Why have we taken so long to record the freaking third episode?
We've been busy. I don't know. We're quite busy people. Not even busy productively, just lame busy, work busy.
Just busy in general.
Mix it busy.
Maybe Dean's mix it busy, but...
Yeah, I don't really go on mix it. Mix it. Although this mix it music thing's been taking us by storm.
Really? Have we... Oh, that's cool.
No, enough about music. That first song was by a very cool band called Our Last Night, and that song was called Surviving Disasters, which is what we survived recently. That's why we are able to put on another show. because the studio was in a bit of turmoil and nothing was working. And yeah, we're actually recording this on a whole new program because the other program was lame and just decided not to work anymore. But at least we are, and we're doing stuffs again.
Interesting fact about that band, last night. Their screamer is actually only 15 years old.
Jeez.
Quite young, eh?
I know.
That's half of 30.
That is half of 30.
That's like as old as you.
And they're also on Epitaph Records. They've just been signed.
Isn't it Epitaph?
Yeah, I thought it was Epitaph the whole time. What? Isn't there a TH at the end?
PH.
PH? Isn't it E... Oh, okay, I don't know.
Epitaph.
Okay, whatever. On that record label. So
Epitaph Records.
Go and check them out. Go look at their website.
Okay, sweet. We try to promise ourselves we're not going to talk as much crap this episode because we have a seriously jam-packed, like, 18 songs for y'all just because we've been so freaking quiet.
For shizzle my nizzle.
So this is the next one. It's by a band called Nick. You know how to pronounce this?
Voyadier. Voyadier? They have a chick vocalist and they're cool. Yeah. They're local. So
we're really
if we
sorry.
Pronounce your name wrong, just send us...
Yeah, thanks, Rian, for supporting Back Mainstream and sending us your stuff in Joburg. And this is the first local band for the evening. Enjoy.
Cool. Peace out, Eitan Dan.
Yeah.
Cool. That was Haste the Day. Interesting fact about Haste the Day is they are actually coming to South Africa.
Damn straight. And Nick, do you know what venues they're going to be playing at?
I don't know all of them. I just know the Cape Town venues. I know Cape Town they're going to be playing at. Dean, you know?
Mercury Lounge in town. And
is it Mercury Live?
Mercury Live, Mercury Lounge.
Yeah.
Lounge is quite small.
And then Barnyard Theatre.
Same place, another play.
Yep. Yeah. And that's on the 15th of May.
So there's quite a few bands coming in May. The Ataris are also coming in May. Could they even be coming on the same weekend? No, I don't think that would be.
The Ataris are playing in Cape Town on the 9th of May.
9th of May, and then the 15th already with Hester Day.
It's going to be a good
good month.
Sweet deal.
Good month of rock and roll.
It's national music.
Yeah, so really stoked about that.
Yeah, he needs Coke Fest, seriously. Bullet for my lame.
Yeah, so that's actually why we got Haste on the show tonight or today, whenever, what time you decide to listen to the show. We've also got another track coming up a bit later. That was a track called Haunting. And then before that, we had a local band from Joburg called Voy Diary.
Dire.
I really don't know how to say it. I'm really sorry.
Voy Dire.
It was really cool production. Good job, guys. Freaking insane.
I was loving that heavy
breakdowns in the
heavy
middle.
Tone. The guitars sounding good.
Yes, and also some gig updates. We've got a special gig, very very special gig coming up this weekend. Dean, you tell us about it because I feel a bit biased.
I'm a bit biased.
Yeah.
Well, New Ultima will be releasing the new, launching the new music video. Grace Forgot the Past at Mercury Live, and it's going to be super super exciting because we're going to have two support acts. What is it? AB Turbo
and Yes Sir Mr. Machine at the new Ultim video launch for the song Grace Forgot the Past.
Stoked. It's my favorite song, so I don't know, that's why I'm going to enjoy the video.
I didn't know that.
Aww. I don't want to be all up in a grill.
Dean just wants to get in for free, that's why.
It's cool. Dean already got a complimentary ticket, so.
Yes.
So there.
We're
so,
like a bailer.
So anyway, we, for those of you who don't know what the song sounds like, we're actually going to bust it out now. And I'd just like to phone in and dedicate the song to Dean Michael Norman because it's his favorite song.
Aww.
Okay, bye. Bye, I'm phoning from Mitchell's Plain. Okay, bye.
That's most nice.
a memory remains. I'll give it all my oxygen to let the flames begin, to let the flames begin. Oh,
wow, speechless. Oh, gosh. That was Paramore with Let the Flames Begin.
Dean, why are you blushing?
Dean's flame just began. The flame of passion and desire.
I love sure. Paramore.
1 week after Valentine's Day, the install. You know,
it's my birthday in like 3 seconds. So if anyone gives me like anything Paramore related, will be greatly appreciated.
Gracious.
Graciously forgotten. That was New Autumn's song.
Graciously forgotten.
Before Paramore was Grace Forgot the Past. Yeah.
Is it seriously your birthday?
No.
Hyperbole.
That Paramore song was actually recorded right here in the studio right now.
It was actually performed live.
That's Hayley Williams actually sitting with us right now.
I'm going to go for a burger.
A boiger. Hamburger.
How does it feel being in South Africa?
It feels good.
Got a little problem with my throat.
Yeah, I've been singing so much. Sing to Dean.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, so for those of you who want to have a kif jol on the weekend,
like
join us, Mercury Live, again, New Autumn's music video launch, along with AB Turbo and Yes Sir, Mr. Machine. $30 gets you in. Or if you want a lekker bargain, you can pay $100, and that gives you entrance and the new Autumn release.
Lekker.
Yeah, so without further ado, we'll go into the next song, which is none other than... Now, give us the Afrikaans version of the song.
Die duivel het Prada aangetrek.
Yeah. guns and knives. They're taking drugs and each other's lives. Killing each other with knives and forks. And calling each other names like dog. Whoa, whoa.
There's people on the street get diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they get diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
Man is lying on the street, some punk's chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing, why? What is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
What is wrong with the world today?
You gotta think about it.
Think about it. Good cops been framed and put into a can. And all the money that we're making, it's going to the man.
What man? Which man? Who's the man? What's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes. Technically I am. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why we still paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are you over here?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. Saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg, and he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these calories from my knees?
And then we break it down. Yeah. It's the acapella jams. Yeah, yeah. Breaking it down.
You are listening to Bag the Mainstream, the most unconventional radio in the world. It's unconventional, it's not even a radio. That was, for all you comedy fans out there, if you guys have heard of a cult comedy classic called Flight of the Conchords, that was from the album. I hope you enjoyed that. Before that was the Devil Draaprader. Not the devil.
In between them was actually NLXL.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, next terrible Afrikaans translation.
Sorry, guys. Straatlig.
Dit was een nice treffer.
Ja, dit was een lekker treffer.
Ja.
Kookwater treffer.
We dedicate that one to the Straatlig kinderkies. Especially for you, Bauer. You're the man.
Yes, but cool. Kapow!
Okay, sweet. Yeah, we're trying to keep it just for you who are new to the show. Bag the Mainstream is pretty much for music that doesn't really get played on radio, so it's not necessarily only hardcore and metal and stuff like that. We've got some slow jams coming up a bit later, but just really cool music and you know, music that the world should be hearing, and unfortunately they're not at the moment. But we're keeping it real, we're keeping it rock and roll. So we're going to bust out a bit of an old schooler from a band called Wolfmother. Do any of you guys know Wolfmother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I heard one of the songs once on the radio.
I saw it once on the TV.
Oh, but that now defeats the point, because if they were on the radio...
I think it was like a newer song. So maybe this is an old one. It's like before they were like famous and stuff. So
oh, okay. Anyway. What was that, Dean?
Dean's still in awe of Hayley Williams.
Okay, and this, yeah. Anyway, this next song, The Wolf's a Ma.
Ha about the Joker and the thief, I said. I'll tell you all the story about the Joker and the thief, I said. I'll tell you all about the Joker and the thief in the night.
Nick, can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
It's about a Joker and the thief.
Okay.
In the night.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the story.
So am I.
Shut your mouth when you talk to me.
Jeez, Kif, huh? Kif, it's because I'm the youngest. I know Dean's the youngest.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Lord. I'm not the youngest anymore.
Tables are turned.
You're the redheaded middle child.
No, that's Rob. Fortunately, Rob's not with us tonight. Rob's back at college and he's studying a lot.
Rob died.
He has a head cold.
He's actually a ginge. So he's not allowed out that often anymore.
He had brain freeze, so he couldn't move.
Gout.
Syndrome.
Gingivitis.
Anyways, have you guys seen Yes Man?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah. How Kif is that movie?
There's only one Kif thing about that movie.
What is that?
Zoe Deschanel.
Dean's our local lady stalker.
Not stalker, appreciator.
In the show.
I saw Dean on Crime Investigation Channel on DSTV the one.
Third degree.
No, anyways, thanks, Dean, aka Controversial Boy. Talk about unconventional music. Some of you might hate us for playing this, but some of you don't know that Zoe Deschanel actually has her own band. You might recognize her from movies such as Elf and...
The New Guy.
What else? Oh, and I saw a movie recently called...
The Good Life.
The Good Life, yeah. Also pretty intense and depressing. she's got a really cool band. They're called She and Him, because it's basically her and another guy. So, very chilled out, kind of 50s stuff. I kind of dig it. And, let's just bust it out right now.
Also, piece of information. Zoe Deschanel and Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie are engaged.
That's another one gone, Dean.
Yeah,
another one bites the dust.
Thanks, bag the mainstream entertainment coming at you.
Doom. Heard it first.
And the song is dedicated to my beautiful wife, who's trying to sleep in the very next room. Hawaii.
I'm all out of luck, but what else could I be? I know he's yours and he'll never belong to me again. I did him wrong, so don't brag, keep it. I should know.
different way to say your name, to hear your voice. I gotta find new chords. But how my new body it shines. Somehow your blood made you blind to our divine. I am all yours.
As Cities Burn. That song was called Gates.
Yeah, jeez.
Where to start? I'm blown away.
Yeah, really, really, really amazing song. It just gets freaking goosebumps all over every time I hear it.
The interesting thing about that song is it was actually their old outro for when they were touring with their first album, Sun and Love Jet the Darkest. And they used to play it at the end of all their sets. And now they've gone back and re-recorded it. And apparently it's going to be on their forthcoming album. Which the album's going more the same style as Come Now Sleep, which is a bit more mellow and doesn't have as much screaming. Mm. Which is interesting because they actually got the old screamer to come back and work on do some vocals on this track, which is super awesome. But
yeah, which is rad.
For some lucky people we know, they actually got to see that live. Those lucky punks. Nick Small, you're lucky. A lucky man. Brandon for Crossing Boy.
Lucky charm.
You guys? Lucky guys.
What's cool. What's the new album called, by the way?
I don't actually know, eh? But apparently I think it's coming out in April. You could correct me if I'm wrong.
I hope it looks better than their MySpace.
Yeah, their MySpace hasn't even got a background. It's just blank.
Jeez, you're talking about loud, Nick. It's like peeking.
Sorry, bro. I'm peeking in the on the thingy.
You're peeking the waves, yo.
Yes, bro. Get back.
Somebody told us the name of the album like yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't it you? I'm sure you told me.
Me? No, I told you the name of the new Chevrolet album.
What was that again?
The new Chevrolet album was going to be called The Fear of God.
Oh, jeez.
It's also coming out this year. They've Chevrolet, while we're talking about them, they actually have a DVD out. It's called Chevrolet Ruined My Life. No, but apparently it's really good. It's got live footage, documentary, and everything. And the vocalist of Chevrolet, Josh Dyers, has also recently written a book. And at the moment is actually touring Europe with his book. And playing acoustic shows at book readings.
Yeah.
Is it a new book or is it?
He
wrote a book quite a while called The Spinal Something Other.
No, that's actually he wrote it a while back, but it didn't get published, and now it's just been published. So
about a teacher or something that's very apathetic about life, and then something happens.
Yeah, apparently he actually writes quite a few books. So that's one thing to check out if you're into Chevrolet and their vibe. Yes, we got so sidetracked there. It's actually amazing.
Yeah.
We're actually having our own personal conversation, right? Yeah.
Start talking about, like, a city's burn, but anyway.
Yeah, amazing band.
Yeah, super powerful words there as well. And, like, kind of just makes you think about, like, you know, how much we actually kind of do for people around us, especially, like, in the community and stuff like that. And as you guys know, we are, like, affiliated with SALT as well, which is a community outreach program. And especially with the light bags. And for those of you who don't know, a light bag is like basically a bag filled with like ingredients and stuff to kind of keep like a underprivileged family going for about a month. Is it, Nick?
No, a week. Isn't it a week?
Is it a week or a month?
It's a week. It's a light bag, not a light like freaking carry sack.
Suitcase.
Oh, anyway, a week or month, but
what's happening?
Oops.
Yeah, a bit of a technical vibe happening there.
Sorry about that. Bit of a technical glitch. But anyway, yeah, it's always cool to kind of, you know, do your bit in the community and stuff like that. And we are pro-love, you know, not in a provocative way, but just having respect for people around you and stuff like that and just kind of living a positive lifestyle. And that's what we're all about here at Bag the Mainstream.
Yeah.
And all about good friends, good times, and good music.
Also, with regards to SALT, they have actually got a group on Facebook, so you can go check them out as well. And they're always super keen for people to get involved. So if you're not doing anything at the moment and you're amped to get involved in the community and you're in the tail of your area, it's definitely something to look into. And they're going to be doing a few projects this year. Sorry, Rash, I completely hijacked your your little section there.
It's fine. It's Cape Town.
Yeah, it's Cape Town. Everything works at their own time. Yeah. But, so go check them out on Facebook. It's Sharing About In Life Together. That's actually what SALT, the abbreviation SALT, stands for. And, they're doing good things in the community. Stuff that isn't always in the public eye, but it's still making a difference.
Yeah. Go Pauline and the Declacks.
Yeah. My second
also
mom.
Just think about Kentucky Chips. Like, it wouldn't be as good if it didn't have SALT.
Oh.
On a lighter note, I saw a BMW burn to the ground yesterday on the way to town.
Really? Yeah. What type of BMW?
It was a white one.
No, I mean, like, did it look like New School or Old School?
No, it was New School. We were, like...
Burned down.
You know, where, like, you're driving, I don't know, from M5 and you're going over the bridge.
Yeah. Over the N1.
Or something.
The
N76.
Yeah.
And we were driving, you know, there's so much traffic, and then we saw flames and stuff, and then, yeah, there was a BMW that was half burnt.
Bro, how the heck did that happen?
Okay, you guys are depressing all the listeners on the show.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we are...
let's talk no about one died.
We're pro-life, anti-fire.
Yeah, let's talk about the Ataris, because we're about to play their song.
The Ataris are coming to Africa. The Ataris are probably one of those bands where, like, you're like, okay, yeah, they aren't, I'm never going to see them. But Authentic Ideas have really come through and are going to be delivering
the
Ataris. A band that I've loved since high school. Yeah,
they're a good band. Pop punk.
Yeah,
bit of a pop punk vibe. They've got a bit better now and then, but
plunk.
Also
very plunky.
I think a lot of guys will know the songs from the album "So Long Astoria."
Yeah, that's my favorite album.
With Dear Diary, and then Inner Diary. Yeah, Inner Diary. Sorry, and Dear Diary.
My Reply.
Yeah, some good songs.
An Open Letter. The Hero Dies in This One.
Yeah, quite interesting. Sure. Interesting fact about that band actually is that every album they've done, the only member that stayed the same as the vocalist. Every album they've done has been a different band.
Sure,
that's vocalist like is the only member that stayed per album.
And the only member that hasn't said anything in the video diaries for Africa is the vocalist.
Weird, eh?
Dun dun dun.
Sure.
He's quite a conspicuous guy.
Maybe he's got 7 other bands that he cares more about than Ataris. Probably hates everyone.
At one point, he actually, during the lifespan of the Ataris, when they first started, he was so poor he lived out of a van. And then in a parking lot. So they've come a long way. So
we're going to chat to him next week on Special Assignment.
Cool, here's the song.
Hopefully we get to meet him.
Okay,
yeah,
so this is Ataris with, I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see the song.
Yeah, Rush Records glasses.
It's called Not Capable of Love.
Beneath the glow of the singing. Drunken jukebox serenade.
hurts my head. Say I don't mind you under my skin. I let the bad parts in, the bad parts in. But when we were made, we were set apart. But life is a test and I get bad marks. Now some saint got the job of writing down my sins. The storm is coming, the storm is coming.
That was City of Gates. Freaking City, freaking of freaking Gates.
Before that was Brand New with De Galse.
I couldn't say that. But cool thing about City of Gates is they are a German band. And they're all a bunch of young guys, which is awesome. So, and that's just amazing music they're making. I'm really enjoying the stuff that's coming out of there. They actually come to Cape Town soon with Truth and Its Burden. So big shout out to those guys, Nick and Dusty and whoever's in the band.
Truth and Burden
are cool as well, hey? Like,
my good friend Duncan's cousin's sister knows this one dude that's in Truth and Burden.
Oh my hat, that is ridiculous.
No, seriously, Duncan's cousin's
Call that name dropping, but it's too complicated.
I don't know, I just I never actually, he's like, my cousin's in this band, Truth and Burden, I never heard them before, and now you said the name and it's clicked.
Oh,
so
okay.
So obviously are worth something.
Yeah.
Well.
And they are coming to Cape Town soon,
yeah,
along with City of Gates, and awesome, they're going to be touring with some cool bands like Yes Sir, Mr. Machine, and a couple of other bands. I can't remember them all. I just can't remember.
Yeah, I know in Cape Town they're playing at Wynberg and
Wynberg, fantastic.
And at Raw. I don't know what the other tour dates are like, so you're probably going to have to go check out their MySpace.
Yeah, or Facebook.
Or on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of events floating around, but it's going to be really sick. As you can hear, clearly, City of Gates rule the world.
Big ups, seriously, guys. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, legend dudes. Met some of them in Durban the last time we were there.
Nick Ross Ferreira.
Yeah. Just Durban actually rules. I don't want to offend people now, but I rate the Durban scene more than the Cape Town scene, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Music scene, like, everyone's just hanging out. Everyone's just homies there.
One big family.
Yeah, so it's all cool.
I honestly think if we didn't live in Cape Town, we'd live in Durban. No lies. If they had a mountain, I'd be there.
Durban's
already
hot and smells like curry.
Yeah, but good curry, though.
Yeah.
You can always go for a roti.
I want a baboti.
Yeah, Johnny's roti.
Johnny's roti.
Place to be.
There's, in Cape Town, people call them rotties. I call them a roti.
Well, in Durban, they call it a roti. It's actually called a roti.
It's not a roti. It's a roti.
It's called a roti.
Oh, my gosh. Your
rash is like colored, bro. You know this stuff,
right? I am colored.
It's a panitza.
Why you got to be racist like that?
I'm not being racist. I said rash is colored. You know this
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway, Brand New is coming out with a new album.
Karine Ruti
XC. Next 3 to 4 months, and they're busy in the studio recording. So if you're a Brand New fan, something to look forward to.
If you're their Brand New album coming out.
Yeah.
Play on words.
Splinter Neat.
Brand New with a brand new album. That's like New Ultimate has a new album. Anyway, speaking of new albums, we have the new Emery. I think we busted out one of the Emery tracks
4 years ago.
Possibly in the... Four years ago in the second episode of Back to Mainstream.
The beginning of time.
Yeah, but anyway, we've got some cool music still up and coming. We busted out like 14 tracks already. Went so quickly. Well, kind of, because we fast-forwarded it.
No, we're lying.
We've got Emery. We've got the new Dustin Kensrue. Well, the kind of Christmassy album, but it's still cool. And we thought we'd throw in another Flight of the Conchords track there, just because they are awesome. And I just started watching the new season tonight, and they made me laugh, so I thought I'd put them on the show. And then later on, we've got another Haste the Day track ending off episode 3, just to kind of make you guys excited about them coming through.
Cool.
Do you want to say anything else before we bust Emery out?
Coolio
all over
Iglesias.
The airwaves?
I love Emery. One of my favorite bands.
I'd prefer to watch Emery than... Nah, I'm joking. I want to see those other bands. Ha ha ha.
Never. I'd rather watch Emery.
Okay, this is Emery with...
Okay, wait, hold on. We're trying to find... Yeah, it's called Edge of the World. This is Emery. Edge of the World.
like a spinner that will never show his head to anyone, to anyone. Now I know that I was not the man you wanted, even though I loved you and I wanted to make you proud. My intentions were to never give myself to anyone. Look what I've done.
City pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding. Living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own. Your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint. And your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you sold your chair. So you just stand there. You just stand there. Pressure. Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Landlines on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
In a city, pressure. In a city, pressure.
Prostitute, just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm suffering from inner city pressure.
What a legend song. So freaking kiff.
Yeah, we just really, you know, take that song seriously, and we just decided to play it because of our economic crisis at this present time and moment.
None of us become concert flautists.
The other day I was just standing there.
Yes, sir. We're trying to promote the positive vibes.
It's all about posi vibes. Don't come here with your neggy vibes. This is Bag the Mainstream, and we're all about the posi. And for those of you who don't know, Haste the Day is coming to South Africa, and this is going to be our last track for the night. So enjoy Haste the Day with Madman. Nick, you're a madman.
Thanks, bro. I take that as a compliment.
Mad woman.
Kiff, eh? Now I'm a girl. Kiff.
I'm seriously excited for these guys to come to Cape Town or to Africa in general. So yeah, that was it. Episode 3, the late but seriously not dead episode of Bag the Mainstream. Hope you guys enjoyed it. How did you guys enjoy the show? Did you enjoy the show?
It was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was fun, eh? I enjoyed sitting here and talking randomly.
Yeah, I thought it was quite a cool playlist tonight. Yeah, tell us what you guys think. Drop us a message on our Facebook fan page, or otherwise drop us an email at bagthemainstream@gmail.com. And I don't know if you noticed, but there were only 3 South African bands on the show this evening, partly because there weren't many who sent in their stuff. So if you play in a South African band, we do want to give the local guys like more exposure and stuff like that, so you know, and just grow the whole kind of music scene. So yeah, please send us your stuff, bagthemainstream@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of the show, and yeah, just send us a message to say hi and stuff like that. And highlights, don't forget this weekend, which will be the 21st of Feb, new Altum music video launch along with AB Turbo and Yes Sir Mr. Machine. And also don't forget, Haste the Day and the Ataris are coming to South Africa, so make sure you get your tickets.
They're going
to
be cheap, guys, so... buy 2,
maybe even 3.
Just support the scene. Like, even if you don't really enjoy them that much, just go watch them anyway, because if the more tickets each show sells, you know, obviously more bands will come.
The more support they have, the more bands will come.
And then Paramore will come down, and then my life will be complete.
Then Dean can die.
And then I will die.
Awesome. Should we...
I will and hero.
Should we play a bonus song right then, just to say, hey, we back.
Okay.
Well, until this time next year.
Backstreet's back.
Cool. Well, we don't have another song in the playlist at the moment, so it's going to be a bonus song. So hope you guys enjoy it, whatever it's going to be.
Till the same time next year. Bye.
Cheers. Whitewash your phone.